2 minutes after 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. Welcome to Fireworks. It's Tuesday, man. It's a good Tuesday, isn't it? I'm feeling it. As one person I was paying tribute to, Joker, said, "Now we don't mourn his death, but we celebrate all that he's given us, all that he's shared." Reading from Newsday, TNT, songwriter Winsford Joker Divine has died. He's known for crafting some of TNT's well-known calypsos, including Sparrows, Saltfish, Philip My Dear, Baron's Feeling It, and King Austin's Progress. The Trimbago Unified Calypsonians Organization issued a release today saying Divine had died. It added that he composed more than 500 calypsos during a career that spanned over 40 years. His Facebook page says he died today, and tributes by many members of the Calypso fraternity were being posted to his page. That was something that was posted back in 2016, a tribute to him. This is a little tribute to Winsford Divine for all the work he's put into producing Calypso. I can't believe that one man can be so prolific. I wonder how Reggie Joseph's body of work stacked up to this one. Reggie Joseph never documented his compositions in the way that Winsford Divine did. I do have some cassette tapes with a lengthy interview that I did. This is by Claude Gonzalez. I only mentioned Reggie Joseph because those two may have made the greatest contribution to composing calypso and not singing in the history of the art form. But back to Winsford Divine. I love Margin, I love the song, and The Jammer might well be one of the best constructed calypsos I've ever heard. Lyrically, it is really hard to give credit to one calypso, just like the true pan lovers cannot pick one pan recording. But I might have to bring it down to Jammer and This Feeling Nice, although I can add one other song to this list that would get some opposition, so I'll leave that out. The writer continues. Well, the time is now 20 minutes to 4 o'clock now. Normally, as has been the case for the past few weeks, you'll be hearing Uncle Jeff at this time for Radio School. Now, just before the regular school has been let out, Radio School is out. Now, the Radio School program has been a breath of fresh air for programming on VOB 92.9 FM and has played a pivotal role in the lives of many students and parents across Barbados who have been negatively impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, with the second season of Radio School now to an end, we say a huge thank you to Uncle Jeff, who has been excellent in presenting Radio School. It has allowed Starcom Network to have a focus on education geared towards our nation's youth during the first half of 2021. And it says the youth, but I will say the older kids as well, such as Ronnie and myself, we learned a thing or three, I can tell you that. We also say thank you to our advertising partners who have made Radio School possible, and we will continue to work with them on this and other similar projects. So Radio School is out, but we hope to have Uncle Jeff back with us soon. Now, here's a man in front of me that can teach all of us a thing or two or three. He has the experience. He has been in the entertainment arena for quite some time. He's seen a few things, experienced quite a few things, and he's always willing to share. When I had Dr. Stefan Walkert on a couple of weeks ago, and Stefan dropped his list, and I put up a challenge on Facebook. This gentleman said, "Well, listen, I got my list. I got got my list. And, you know, it's one thing to have the conversation and say, yeah, I got the list. My man come with sheets and sheets of paper like, if this is parliament.
Can't read news.
I'm saying, man, Stetson better just stay out. You could read the news now. Kid Sight.
Yes, man.
Welcome to Fireworks. How are you doing, sir?
Man, I'm good, man. You're in the Fireworks City.
Crop over city. You know, the minister said, you know, you don't want to call it crop over this year. They want to call it something else. But this is crop
this
over
is crop over city.
It's crop over city. So whether officially they have a festival or not, because they had a festival last year, but we still have crop over city. We still have fireworks. We still had the People's Monarch. You know, and the People's Monarch will be coming again. Someone asked me that question earlier. Yes, there will be a People's Monarch this year.
Okay, then. Looking forward to that, man. And tremendous news, man.
But you know, you didn't drop anything to enter this competition.
I can bring something. I always got something.
I mean, you know how to win. You know, you
I can bring something. No, don't tell me so you can get ready. Go in the studio and bring a song. No, got motivation, no inspiration.
Man, listen, don't say that as a joke, you know. I'm serious.
I'm serious. Very, very serious.
People want music.
And they want music. I know that.
You know, so, I mean, you hear, I know you like competition. People know you like to compete. You're one of those people, I could say, definitely when you hit the stage, you are in competition mode. Even before you even get to the finals, you are in competition mode. Are you missing that?
I've been missing competition. I always want to take a little break, and I get the opportunity to take a little break the last 2 years now.
Involuntary.
Yeah, involuntary. But this thing here, no, this People's Monarch thing give me a little inspiration. I didn't think about that. I'll get some sporty song and break out there, you know. People's a sporty song, been playing People's Monarch, you know.
But hello.
Sporty fun song, yeah.
Ask Conto and he knows.
Yeah, man. Had one of the best of them too.
I could tell that there. Man. Definitely. But, when it comes to wit, you are there. And, you know, as we were speaking beforehand, you know, about writers, and you know, we lost a great writer in Joker earlier today. Do you think we need to really celebrate and recognize these writers more? Because this is a man that wrote. I didn't even know the number of songs he wrote. And obviously, he's not Bajan, but still.
Barbados, Trinidad lost a writer that probably would be a fifth or a quarter of all the calypsos, of the greatest calypsos coming to Trinidad, he probably wrote near a quarter. So that's a tremendous loss. Barbados has lost some tremendous writers too in the calypso arena with Herring, Sir Don, Observer, all these three writers. So Barbados took a big blow too, and Smokey Bird used to write too. So all two of the calypso carrying nations have lost some tremendous writers. But writers are very important, and it's a part of an industry. And I want to see more writers linking with the young people. And, you know, that's something they don't see. You know, there's something lacking.
Have you done that? Have you been reaching out to some of the young ones? Because you came out of dancehall. You came out of that culture.
Four times dancehall champion.
So you know about this here. You were there, you know, as the Jamaicans would say, you used a foundation artist, you know. So you successfully made that transition from dancehall and reggae into calypso. There are many others. Up to yesterday, I had a young man, Fire B, who started out with that song. He said, well, he saw, you know, what soca can do. So he's in there. He started doing the Bashman. He's doing some groovy soca as well. Have you reached out to any of these, or have any of them reached out to you to assist in breaking what seems to be a monotony when it comes to some of the music going on there?
I reached out in media. I came here in Alliance of Sluggy and I reached out, but I didn't have anybody reaching out to me. No, I shouldn't say that. It's one, two artists reached out to me. There are a couple of artists that has reached out to me. So I can't say that. And they're quite eager to. So. And also, you might not be able to find people, might not be able to have people reach out to you, but you can manufacture artists also. You can pull artists off the street and make them artists too. So it's quite exciting times ahead in this festival to come, when you can do that.
What's missing from the compositions that you're seeing there, that you think that there is that need to reach out? What's missing?
The celebrative slash fun, the reality kind of themes, you know, rather than the sexual list themes all the time. They can have fun too, you know. A festival is fun, you know. Quapop is fun. And I want to hear more fun songs, you know. I like to hear the fun songs. Although some of the songs, the jump-up songs and the walk-up songs and the joke songs, some kind of fun too, but I want to hear some more celebrated type fun songs, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess perhaps because many people say Calypso is happy music. You know, when you look at other types of music, you know, rock music, you think about Ozzy Osbourne, but he's not off the bat. Hip hop and dance.
Yeah.
Well, hip hop, which you know came from the streets. You know, speaking about the crime and the hardships.
Mm.
You know, reggae, which was uplifting. We see its darker side now, which has emerged. You know, again following on from hip hop, but Calypso has had that happy tone.
Yes.
You know, but you're saying that we're losing that.
I wouldn't say we're using it. So Soca still has it. Soca still has it. And it was unfortunate that the NCF abandoned the sweet Soca aspect of it, because that's where you can have a lot of fun songs. We were developing a lot of fun songs and a lot of love theme songs and stuff, you know. And obviously the fast songs was kind of fun,
mm-hmm.
you know. Mother Sally, fun song. Yeah, the song that won last year. You get fun songs too. The fun songs, the great songs in the we call it power soca.
Mm. But as you're saying, you don't agree with putting them both together, bringing it back to the part. Well, it's called the soca morning now. You don't agree with that there.
It could be two separate shows, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that then the sweet soca songs, as they were titled before, that they will suffer because of the competition and its structure?
Yeah, but you see what happened to Barbados. Barbados has gone the road, has come to the road where Trinidad did, and it really crop over. Festival is expanding. There is room for someone to take up, for example, the sweet soca competition. There's room for it to take up somebody else beside the NCF. It doesn't have to be NCF all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's room for other things now in Swap Over. And nobody's coming and taking up the slack. Yeah, they're doing promotions. People are doing shows and things, but there's room for a sweet soca competition.
Mm.
And there's room for a bashment competition too, because I got my critic for the bashment competition. I don't think the bashment competition is a competition.
Well, hold on there now, because when you spoke about someone else taking up the competition, I was just going to say, well, look how we had the bashment competition being run by a private entity. No, tell me, what is it about the bashment competition that you have concerns about?
You have people selecting people straight into the finals. There's no semifinals. There's no prelim. There's no judges. It's not a real competition as far as they're concerned. You just got the private people sitting down and selecting people to go straight to the finals. I you know, that's your show. You can do it as you like, right? But I'm looking at the young people out there that has no name, that's trying to do a thing now.
Mm-hmm.
And if a guy's going to sit down and pick people to go through to the finals, you pick people that got names.
It becomes a popularity contest then.
For example, let me just use football for example. You want to pick the finalists for your 2021. So you say, it got to be France, it got to be Germany, it got to be... Somebody's come through and upset these guys.
It happens, yep.
Yeah.
It happens.
Somebody's come through and upset the World Cup guys and things. So somebody is emerged, young people emerge.
Mm.
And that's what I'm saying. You need to... I want to see a competition because I want to see young people emerge.
So there need to be some sort of preliminaries or semifinals at least.
Yes.
Because I agree with you on that there, because
and what happens is that the finals has been a little low luster, because you come at the finals and start to perform. If you go through those prelims, semifinals, you build your performances, you bring it. If a guy got three or four songs, you try other songs and build up, and you know, and you got your dancers and everybody get themselves. They develop. That's the word. They develop along the road. Develop skills to perform, but you go straight into finals, and you have a situation too that I didn't like. You bring outsiders straight and put in the finals in front of the agents. Only boat here.
That was a pretty good song. The thing is, what you're referring to is when they brought in Sita from Sita was from Saint Vincent, and then Freezy from Saint Lucia. Yeah. They both made it to
You couldn't do that
finals.
In Trinidad.
But
you couldn't come in Trinidad and bring people in a finals in front of Trinidadians.
But they did. Because what they had international soca mourner.
Yeah, but you go through. I've been in that.
Yeah, all. Yeah. But I'm just showing the comparison. That, yeah.
You go through prelims, semifinals, and finals. I made finals as an international soca mourner in 1996.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but what they need to do is to ensure that they do have those preliminaries so that you can. Have a strong finals.
Yeah. Preliminaries, semifinals, and finals.
It makes sense.
Develops young people. Mm. A guy might come to prelim one year and he perform, he didn't make it, all right? He say, I didn't make it, but I can improve and come back next year. Mm. I can come up with a better song and I can come back next year. See, that's what it does. It encourages young people. It develops people.
Yeah.
I mean, but if you go straight to the finals, go straight to the finals, feel straight to the finals, ain't developing the body. You could go a star out there. Mm-hmm. You could go a sensation out there, but you ain't got a chance. Mm-hmm. You could be a fella in Chapman Lane or some youngster all up in Checker Hall that got skills. You write a good song, but you ain't got a chance. You know? If you get a true preliminary semi-finals, you get a chance, you know?
All right. Well, I think they may be looking at it from, because everything comes down to dollars and cents.
Yeah, but we got a crossover festival where people bring 500 songs.
Because look what happens where they scrap the semifinals so you pick it across.
Yes. That's why I keep saying that it's room for somebody else to start taking up things beside the NCF or some private people, somebody that has some sort of interest in artists. Mm. You know.
Do you think though that there is that people are still interested in the Kaisos, in the Pickety Crop, that you can then entertain a semifinals and finals? Because we saw over the years, the numbers were dwindling.
Mm.
The numbers were dwindling. And it has nothing to do with the quality. Because, we still got people putting out quality music. But it just seems that people weren't as inclined to sit down and listen to 36 songs on a Friday afternoon.
And what caused the decline was the year where somebody decided that it was Barbados' 50th year of independence, and they wanted these independence theme songs, and they made sure that these independent theme songs went went from prelims to semifinals, and that produced your lowest attendance ever. And from then on, the attendance in semifinals started to drop.
So it wasn't dropping before then?
It was dropping before then. But it dropped worse that year when you really tried to manufacture people to just come and sing something that you program. You want to program everybody sing about the 50th year and independence. And you got to look at the audience. You got to do things for the audience. But the reason why the attendance is dropping, it comes down to the audience. They're not bringing, generally, anything to appeal to the audience.
All right. No, they've brought it down to one song.
Mm.
Do you think this can assist in possibly bringing the crowds back? Because that's the intention. Shorten your show, make it more impactful. Perhaps if you have a one song at the semis, you could reintroduce that as well. Do you think this is a move in the right direction?
One song in semis has been done in Trinidad for the last couple of years, no?
Mm.
So I didn't see no problem with one song in the semis, though.
Yeah, we tried that there, but, it went from one song in semis to two in the finals, which...
Yeah, that was in 2003.
Yeah.
We did one song, and there were... how much guys? There were 20 guys or something, so we did one song, and then they went back to two in the finals.
The bottom line
is that to bring two good songs in the finals, you need writers, you know? Because there's writers, because a writer can sit down and plan the combination.
Mm.
It's very hard for a non-writer to sit down and plan his combination. But a writer can sit down and plan, well, I am going to write this song about the cultural penetration in Barbados, how it's negative on the society. That's his first song. Second song, Michael Rest 40 song more catchy. Imam plan his two songs. Mm. He planned your two songs. And that's where the writer comes in. And but when you don't have much writers now, you can get that kind of planning. And you need those two songs. The second half is always very after having all the heavy songs in the first half. Traditionally in Calypso competition, the one he the light stuff. The one he the light fun stuff and things. So if it doesn't got that combination, it gets boring.
So they just got the one song which is to come out, made that impact, you know.
In one song with a novelty, I don't know if it will maintain that. I suppose it could if for the Calypso, traditional Calypso audience, they like to hear two songs, they grew up with two songs. But I suppose they can adjust to one song. Ain't got a problem with one song.
Things change.
Got a problem with one song, that's true.
So
they write two songs, I write it, but got a problem with one song. Like
well, clearly you know how to work two songs. It worked for you many times over.
Yes.
All right. Kids Sight is with us. Fireworks 2021. If you have any questions, any comments, of course, you can give us a call, 434-1790. Send your WhatsApps to 266-4862 as well. News comes at 4:30. We also have the evening edition at 5:30 of your news, your business report, Williams News, Media Career, Sports, and so much more. Stay with us. Fireworks 2021. Fireworks 2021 brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. Remember, waterproofing means us. Give us a call today, 271-4933, and Rotoplastics Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank Water Storage Tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialists. Also, distributors of the Pentas Water Pump. Now, as I said from before, he heard a list. I don't know if he disagree with the list. It was a top list.
Yeah, top list, yeah.
Wait. You said it was a top list or it's top list?
I'm just playing for the word, but I said Stefan had a top list. It was a very good list.
Yeah.
On point and everything. I had no problem with his list at all.
It
was great. It was great.
You know, but when Stefan said that he was doing all wrong with me, everything. Serious,
man. That kind of tough.
That kind of tough is putting it lightly.
But he did a great job.
Yeah, know, he is very good at what he does. Yeah. But you have two lists. Two lists. Uh-huh. You have your top pick of the crop and your top tune of the crop.
Winners.
Yeah. And these are from winners. These are because
not pickety crop is winners, but the tune of crop is winners.
Tune of crop is winners. Yeah. Pickety crop is just overall. Okay. Yeah. Let's start with pickety crop.
All right.
I am interested to see
pickety crop top 10. I judge it on this criteria: longevity, 25 points. Longevity means how long the song lasts over the years and still in the public consciousness. Mm. Popularity over the years, 25 points. Quality, which is melody, lyrics, rendition on the night and everything, quality, 25 points. And then there's a last category, national impact, 25 points. So it came down to this 10. I then had not one song from me in the 10. But because of national impact and popularity and relevance, one of my songs made at number 10. And another song made number 9, also relevant, over some big songs. Mm-hmm. That's because of the fact that incidents recently caused the song to come to be prominent.
So, let me ask this question, though, because you have popularity, and then you have national impact.
Yeah.
How do you separate the two?
A song could be popular, but it didn't have that big national impact. For example, a song like How Many More by John King. It has national impact today. It still relates to things today with the violence and stuff. So, but the song like, for example, a song like, let me just pick a song like Can't Find Me Brother be popular. Mm-hmm. But it would not have as much national impact as John King's song because what he's singing about more relate to today. Okay. So national impact.
Okay, yeah. I got you. Yeah. Alrighty, so with no further ado.
I give you the list.
You give me the list?
I gave
you
the list.
You got to break down your list.
I break my list because I have my own copy.
You got my own
copy.
Okay, so we can start.
At number 10. Number 10.
All right. Let's go. Number 10.
Yeah.
Tedo Nelson. Yeah. And that's with a total score of 87.
87 points, some kids say. No, you know, I get in front of a lot of big songs. The iconic song, but because of the recent Nelson kind of situation, the song managed to get in there because it scored a lot of points in popularity, got a lot of play on the radio station, and it was more relevant, so it got in the top 10.
All right, so do you have how you broke down the points
for each one? Yeah.
They tell you this man come prepare for parliament, you know. Let people know. I want to know how you score yourself.
How you score myself?
How you score everybody else too? But yeah, as we're starting at number 10,
21 points for longevity.
Mm-hmm.
Song was created in 1999. That's almost 21 years ago. So it still was playing. It's still relevant in people's mind. 22 points for popularity. Okay, 25. Score 21 in quality. And they scored 23. This is getting most points in national impact because of the Nelson issue.
Mm-hmm. Now, the popularity, it's not just for them, but over time.
Over time, yeah.
So popularity and longevity are kind of close.
Let me get it right. I don't like putting my song. I had not my song in the top 10 at all, but this song made it. This song made it. And I still uneasy about getting the top 10 of my songs in it. Like, true.
So we could mention the song that just missed the number 10 spot. Honorable mention?
Yes, honorable mention. I think you have the list now.
Oh, I thought you had it. Yeah, so...
I had a list of top 10. You got a 15 song that barely made it.
Okay, well, just outside of the top 10, and these are two songs, because Tedo Nelson, total score of 87. But two that were just shy of that at 86... were West Indian Politician.
Big song.
West Indian Politician by Gabby. Song. And Woman by...
Not a big song, these iconic songs, you know.
Well, looking at this list, these are all big songs.
Iconic song. But Jesse Nelson's song just probably just edged them up by a point because of the relevance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just the relevance. Just like in the Road March, I got a song with Classic Bag in the top 10, and it got there because of relevance, Volcano.
Mm.
You know why.
Yeah. So this is a fluid list then.
It's fluid.
So this list, this top 10 might not be the same.
10 years from now?
Yeah.
It'll change.
All right, cool. Take down Nelson, that was number 10.
Small farmer, plant cabbage and onions, black man, keep all and don't let one, and you don't move them. Some black man neglect the children, physically abuse the woman. And you don't move them. Black man won't move a bill, give me back my 8% money. But he would move Nelson for 8,000 grand, Lee. So take him down, take down Nelson.
Alrighty, that was number 10,
yeah.
Take down Nelson, by Kid
Sight. Yeah.
Number nine
is another big song, and it's also a relevant song today too. With all the things that are going on, all the violence and some of the crime in this country, and it's still a relevant song. Came out, what year it came out? It came out in the 2000s. Yeah, sometime in the 2001, 2002. That's a big song. Can't deny this song.
What's amazing about this song, and I can say this here from a DJ's standpoint as well, this is one of those songs, you could actually play this here, in effect.
Yeah.
And you would get, as the first would say, you get some forward with this here. You'll play this here. And everyone sings it. And you think, obviously, it has the music video that was always on TV as well. So
there's nothing about these top 10 songs. All these top 10 songs got recordings. Mm. Something got videos that made them still relevant and prominent.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And that was something they stand out ahead of some others.
Breakdown the points of this, because this one also got 87. All I can say is number 8, 9, and 10 all scored 87.
Yeah. How many skill? More? He scored 22 points in longevity. This 22 to 25. It's still lasting after it was out a couple of years now. 22 points in popularity, quality. I just get it a little 20 points in quality because of, it was not a big pickety crop song. It was a big song, but not a big pickety crop song. It was as more as impactful as the others. And that's where it dropped a little points. But then it scored heavy in national impact, 23 points over 25. So it ended with 87.
How many more drunking at number 9? Number 8 now.
Now, number 8 would not make this list to me had not for it being reinvented and re-recorded by a band that brought it back prominent into the minds of the national people. And a lot of young people today still know this song because of that band. Brown is sound with Barry Channel and those
Jabby.
Reviving the song
Jabby
and making it big and prominent in the people's mind again. It has a sweet melody and all this other melody that tugs at your heart and it comes to crop over. So, and these road march type pickety crop songs, see, are very dangerous in the top 10. I mean, it got quite like popularity and longevity and national impact. These road march songs, it came first in the road march. Runner up to the road march in 1981, and it's been around since 1981. So that's how many? He had 40 years.
40 years, yeah. That's still sounding good. Mm-hmm. Romeo, brother Fuzzy.
I'm in celebration. Fuzzy and the shepherd get away. So he planned to play Masker du Mende. I was so surprised when they tell me he practicing hard and songing real sweet. Lord, they say how Fuzzy created such a beat. They feel it's heating, we go rule the street. All right, hey. Whoopati, 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 la la la. And praise Jah for crop over. Look, you tell them sister.
Funny enough, I was playing at an event a couple years ago. And someone, a young person asked for the song. They actually started to sing this song. So again, a young person, and we know that Jabe, but I thought that's the version that the person wanted. But no. That person, and because let me see, that person had to be like in mid to lower 20s.
Mm.
But it won the original by Romeo.
Yep.
Still sweet.
Sweet song, Pickety Crop. It was a Pickety. He won Pickety Crop with this song, and he came first in the Road March in this song, 1981. I was a young 16-year-old. I jumped behind this song, so I love this song.
You were allowed out or you sneak out?
Yeah, the first time you get out. You know, your first let out? It's always remember your first get let out.
I could tell you. I could still remember. It's still fresh in my mind. All righty. Number 6. Number 7. Again, yeah, number 7. Fast, boy. Yeah. Number 7.
1983.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me about this one here.
This song is an iconic song. All of them are iconic songs, but this song has a melody and a refrain that tugs up Beijing hearts. It's also alleged that he was probably leading in the, he ran out 1983 here in Punka with this song. Yeah, it stated that, and it's a big song that stood the test of time, and it has a lot of national impact because of the what it says about Barbados and stuff. So it's a cultural iconic song, and it has stood the test of time. It scored 22 points in longevity, 21 in popularity, 23 in quality, and 22 in national impact. So it ended up with 88 points.
I know we had quite a few of these songs, quite a few songs that were like this back in that time, you know.
Yeah, man.
We had quite a lot of songs that were highlighting.
But this one stood at the test of time, 38 years now.
It's a paradise, Ronnie D.
Who lived in the grave? But if you stop and ask for some water, your soul will tell you have a seat on a sofa. And as she can't tickle your toe, from the kitchen she'll shout, baby stereo. It's a paradise. This country that we live in, when we compare with other countries and how them people suffering, things could be worse. You must agree that we Belgians
Beautiful melody.
All right, and that's number seven. It's a Paradise, Ronnie D. All righty. Moving up the line.
Big Pickety Crop song coming up now. Big Pickety Crop winner, 1989. It's one of the big lyrical songs done by a Calypsonian that they call the lyrical master. You know, so this is a big one. We can say, just got a pretty song.
Wait, the thing is, a man that won it 10 times.
Mm.
So that is 20 songs.
Yeah.
You know, how does one choose one from that 20 and says this is the standout when you know he's pretty much touched on so many topics with his songs through the years?
Yeah, but you look at the competition, you look at the songs that he brought in the competition because of Pickety Crop Top 10,
mm-hmm.
and you look at the most impactful Pickety Crop songs over the years mm-hmm. that he has brought, and this is one of them. This has really stood at the test of time.
The thing that bothers me about doing these lists, right, is that I can't play the whole song.
That's the thing that bothers me.
What we're going to have to do is just dedicate a time, perhaps a weekend or something, mm. that we can go through everybody's list. Mm. So that's number six. Number five.
Is it a tie? Number five, I think, is it?
Number five. Let me see.
Is it a tie?
Number six. We ain't not a tie yet. Mm. Let's see. So that's number six, Country Sick. That was 89.
Mm.
Well, 89 points and
1989.
And number five,
yeah.
Something Happening.
Because it's one of the most recent songs that has made this list, so because it is immensely popular, and it scores very heavy in popularity. It scores very heavy in quality. Nicholas Branker production, top quality. It scores very heavily in national impact also, and it's still impacting today, so... Can I give Jackie Jacket? This song has made a top 10 among some iconic songs, but it's quite recent, but it's a powerful song.
Yeah, because this one is just about 12 years this year.
12 years. Yeah.
Pretty much at this time, a lot of people want to say something's happening, but nothing's happening.
Yeah. As I said before, these Road March kite songs are dangerous in a top 10, especially in the Dominate Pickety Crop. Mm-hmm. And here's one that wasn't performing the finals. The next one wasn't performing the finals. It was there to perform the finals to get ran out, but it mashed up the semifinals. And people up to this day said that this song was performing the finals over the match at the stadium. The stadium would have broken down.
Mm-hmm.
The next song that come in. It's done in 1983, 38 years old, and it's another iconic song.
But you know, when you talk about these years, I mean, 38 years and this many years, man. So Griner singing Mr. T, and this one is number five. So in the top five now of your list, this one scored 92 points. 92 points. Getting up there. Where did it really stand out?
It stood out. It scored heavy in every category. Longevity. It's still a lasting song. Still a popular song. 23 points. Still got a quality Eddie Grant production, 23 points again, and it has created big national impact. Talking about actually talking about one of our leaders, so political commentary again. So it scored in every category high.
You were saying before, you know, these party type commentary songs are dangerous. What makes them so dangerous?
Because they remain popular. They remain, and some of them remain relevant, and some of them has lasted. Some of them has lasted the time. These Eddie Grant productions are awesome. That were produced back in the 80s, and
so
they still sound fresh.
The ability, to be still. A big song in the fets, in the party. That's what helped to keep them alive.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. This one here is a national song, almost a national anthem. Over the years, and national anthems are big songs that like national anthems. Mm. And this song, another RPB song, like a national anthem.
You know what somebody can say, wait, why happened you got so much bag in here?
Yeah,
because I mean, that's 30% of your list.
You got to get Jackie. Vigas written some great songs, you know. You got to get Jackie. The Country's Sick, Something Happening. Yeah, that's two. And the third one here now. Yeah.
I am proud of you. Many left your shores to live in big city. But that's not the case with me. Some call you bad and cried you down. Certainly not me. Of the soil I am a true son. I know my children may not reach prestigious high school, but for the big boy zone to go, it has become a rule. And when they grow up, they may hardly find a job, and in broad daylight they may be raped or robbed. And if we can find someone after searching few days, well, no problem at all.
You know what interesting thing is, huh? Every year, this is the top song at Independence. And then, of course, because the man is who he is, he got the top song when it comes to Christmas as well. I mean, he just shows, you know, he writes the songs that appeal to everyone across the season. But that's number four. Three more, and I'm itching. Actually, reading from this message, I'm itching to see what he's going to come with yet next, because I am not totally in agreement with his list. That's it.
This is a big one. This is one of the best Pickety Crop performances ever. And this is a big one that stood out. One of the awesome victories.
What really made it stand out to you?
Everything. The arrangement, the lyrics, the melody. It's just iconic. Bam, 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 bam. Big song.
They want to know why they're disregarding the law, and why the morals and values not like before. They're talking about the life the youth live in.
They just don't understand
the materialism they worship in.
They wouldn't lend a hand.
The adults pretend they can't see the problem, but I know if they would listen, hear what the children asking. They want to know where the media in this land expect the young people to go when they're making my young. I
All right, that's your number three. Don't start. I see you ready to sing it along. No, no, we have to finish this list before the news. Let's go. Number two.
Not
the XPN
number two.
You don't have to.
Don't have that.
You don't have to, but you should.
Yes.
You should.
Yes, 1985, one of the best finals ever. Mm-hmm. This man brought the song. Griner sang the song first. He took it from Griner and sang it back. And it's remained in the public's domain and public's minds up to this day.
Now, let's talk about the relevance now.
Culture. Is all the talk about culture. It was a very relevant song. Mm-hmm. He scored 24 in quality and 24 in national impact. Mm-hmm. He scored heavy.
And we get a live version of this one. Culture, Mighty Gabby.
All of this talk about culture driving me mad. I'm taking it hard. All of the talk about culture driving me mad. I'm taking it hard. How them expect to have culture plan for Caribbean man from North America? We got to start here at home. Then we'll
all right now. We come through nine of them.
And we've always said that these road march type songs of these Eddie Grant productions are dangerous. They stay the test of time. This number one song scored 24 points in longevity, scored 23 points in popularity, 24 points in quality, and 24 points in national impact. The issue is still impacting up to today. The artist continues to be an activist in these kind of areas, dealing with beaches and things. A big, big, big song.
I could tell you.
Road March 1982.
And this one, with a total of 95 points for Kid Sykes, Pick the Crop Top 10. And let me say good afternoon to George. George says that Jack should be top of anybody's list. And here you go. That's Kid Sykes, Pick the Crop Top 10. He has the Road March Top 10. That's going to be coming up later in the afternoon. We're going to break after this here for the news and your traffic beaters. Gonna pretend you're Gabby and you're dancing. Sykes top 10. He gave you the Pick of the Crop top 10 list. Well, his Pick of the Crop top 10 list. He's gonna give you his Tune of the Crop top 10 as well. But first, let's see what's happening. What's coming up in the evening edition? It's time for your evening preview. Taking a look at what's coming up in the evening edition. Well, the Wildey Bank robbers already out on bail. A number of homes damaged by a freak storm climbs to almost 100. Barbados appeals for regional unity to fight the latest threat to the international business sector. BAMP recommends vaccination or a COVID test for people attending all mass gatherings. Band leaders planning for 2022, conceding anything major this year is not worth the risk. The Met Office continuing to monitor a strong tropical wave to the east of Barbados. We also have the Republic Bank Business Brief, the latest sports, and the Williams Newsmakers all coming up in the evening edition, which gets started at 5:30. But as we continue with fireworks brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. Remember, waterproofing means us. Give us a call today at 271-4933 and Rhodoplastics Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank Water Storage Tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialists. Also, distributors of the Pentats Water Pump. Kids Sight is still here with us this afternoon, our special guest. And Sight, I'm seeing some people agreeing with it, but let me read some of the messages here. Same thing. Good afternoon. How could Sight have one of his songs in a Pick of the Crop top 10 at the expense of West Indian politician?
A big song. We are sitting about this is one of the best songs ever, but I clearly stated.
Wait, hold on. ain't done yet. Listen, no one remembers Tech Don Nelson.
That's not true. It was being played all through this year with the Nelson issue.
I'm just saying.
Had not for the Nelson issue, you wouldn't put that there at all. So I agree with you, calling. You know? I didn't know how to get in top 10, but. Getting top 10 when I tally my points at getting there because of its relevance.
And let me know that you did your points and then add up afterwards. You didn't just put a number and then come back. Okay, so here, okay, I love the list, best list by far. As you found me, good afternoon. Right away, I disagree with kids. Say West Indian politicians will always be relevant, them still around. And the good and bad deeds will always be there.
I like to agree with that because that's a favorite song. I like it more than Tech Don Nelson. So you know, so I agree. But that's how it goes.
Okay.
And what was the separation? A point?
Yeah.
1 point.
Yeah, one point. I mean, amassing a whole song by point system, so points matter.
1 point. We got a category called National Impact. Mm-hmm. And popularity because of the relevant issue. I tell you, I have a song called Volcano in this Tuna Crop Winners.
Yep.
And it's relevant because of what happened this year.
Alrighty. So, somebody here is saying Kid Sick got to be mad. They didn't go into details. Mm-hmm. Just say Kid Sick got to be mad. Yeah. All right, you know what? Let me take a risk. Let's take one call before we get into your top 10. VOB, good afternoon.
Hello, hi, good afternoon.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Wesley.
Hi, sir. Uh-huh. How you doing?
Hi, good.
What's happening, Wesley?
Listen, man, people get vexed with me for my comments, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I have no doubt that Cashy is going to be vexed with me.
Mm.
He might even want to cut me off.
Mm.
But don't say anything to make me cut you off.
No, but I don't care. I just work for Wesley, I just work at Wesley, you know.
All right. I don't work for myself, though, so don't say that. I'll make me go.
I want to know what fireworks is about this year.
Because
what fireworks is about?
Well, you know, fireworks normally. Wait, you call it that?
No,
I call it fireworks. All right, Bessie. Fireworks normally every year was centered around the festival. There is no festival this year, per se.
Right.
So we are looking at the artists, the music, those that are involved in this,
Let me get into my thing, right?
Uh-huh.
Before thing, man, because I really don't know where it's going this year at all.
All right, make a comment, Lucy.
Look, my electricity was off during the freak storm, okay? So I really don't know if anybody mentioned this particular artist, right? And I want to pay a little tribute to this particular artist. Like I said, I was out of power.
Wesley, what's happening right now, right? Is Sight was presenting, he just presented a picket.
So what? So I got to put my phone?
But hold on. All right. I don't be disrespectful to you, right? So I think if I'm speaking to you, you know, that I could let you know the direction that your show is going. All right? So that's the direction that show is going.
So what should I do? I can't speak about Mighty Liar?
If you can't speak about
no,
it,
man. Speak about Mighty Liar. It's one of my favorite Calypsonians, man.
But you stopped me and told me that psych opera.
But you say that you're coming to do your tribute. Okay, go ahead.
I hear nobody to pay a tribute to.
Well, sir, that means that you were not listening.
I said that my current was off last week.
Okay, there you go. I'm telling you. I paid tribute.
Yes, you paid tribute on that, Wednesday.
Okay.
I want to give my little 2 cents worth. Can I do it? Yes or no?
Put it in 2 cents, Wesley.
Good. Then Kid Psych, they're fighting with the guys at Farley Hill. Daddy Roy and all them. This man, they're making a name for himself on the Calypso scene in 1979.
Way before me.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, man.
And I am saying, contrary to popular belief, Mighty Liar in 1980 was the first person that sell out the National Stadium.
Yep.
Not 1982. Because it followed on the year. It followed the year when he appeared in 1979 with a pan on his head, right? And then it show on television, and then he come back with Born Sweet Soul. And in 1980, where his tent colleague Black Pawn beat him in the first spot. Mm-hmm. Are you going good so far?
At one point, he was probably one of the most popular Calypsonians in Barbados.
Exactly.
1979 to 1981, with Collie, in that period, he's one of the most popular of all of them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And people could not understand how he get beat in 1980.
Yeah.
Anyhow, he hit that very hard.
He came
fourth.
He was very disappointed.
I was disappointed.
I listened to it on the Radio Fusion that time as a little boy. So I listened to that finals.
I am saying that Liar passed last week.
Yes.
Right? And like I said, I didn't have the electricity. I didn't have no phone. I didn't have no power. So I couldn't make a contribution. And I didn't have no radio.
Okay.
My radio was out too. Yeah. So I'm not here to offend anyone.
No. All right. Well, let me put it this way, right? Wesley. I have no problem with any caller calling in and making a contribution. My problem, right, buddy? Don't come at me like that. You understand? No. Hold on, Wesley. Wesley, hold on, buddy. Hold on, all right? Hold on. You can make any contribution. Liar made an amazing and unforgettable contribution to our musical landscape, and I would not stop anybody. But when you come in, right, and you come, rah, 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 rah. Nah, buddy. I respect you.
I could rebuttal that?
Nah. But have a good day, though. Right. It's like the man tech based on you, James. So let me get back into that. Right, man.
Yeah, we was looking at people were talking about the thing, but the points were very close in the Pickety Crock. And honorable mention to some songs, Stealing Day, Family Ties, Break Down, Slavery Done. But because of the category of national input, impact, and popularity, sometimes a relevant song might creep in front of them. And in this case, it's also happened in the Road Watch Winners Top 10.
Let me see. He's no hand in me the list. This is my first look at it. Let me see.
Oh, people are gonna like that list. That list got some relevance in it, and it got some longevity, and it got some kind of recent songs too. And you can tell if you see my categories are longevity 25 points, popularity 25 points, quality 25 points, and then it divide into national impact and regional impact. Mm-hmm. National impact 15 points and regional impact 10 points.
Alrighty. Now, I can see comments coming to this. All right, let me see. So, hold on.
Typhoon number 10.
Oh, that's the typhoon
number. I'll tell you that number 10.
All
yeah, right. Man.
All right. So, Tyen and they both have scored 83 points. Taught me in. We got two.
We got,
I remember, songs. These are all Road March winners.
All Road March winners. One song is a very iconic song, as you know. I think it was played earlier today. And it It is a top song from 1996. It scored 83 points, and it's tied with a song that recently...
83.
Yeah. It's tied with a song that it came out in 2007 that was quite popular down in down south in Trinidad and popular through the Caribbean. So the two of them get tied because one score heavy in national and the other score heavy in regional impact. So, but they're both national popular
How
songs.
Important... Why did you have to put in the regional impact in this one?
Something of the quality is for Road March. It's a Road March song. You want a Road March song with... that is like worldwide. The worldwide song, a song that would hit the world, would edge out a national song.
You know, the discussion is always, you know, it got to hit big in Trinidad before it hit the world.
Some of them hit big in Trinidad, some hit the world too, so, you know. But.
All right. Well, let's see. Number one of the, wait, hold on. Not that one. We got that here. This body.
Ines, turn off the bloody stove and come.
We have two tied at number 10. So that was the first one, Ines, Road March from 1993. And this one, 2007. This gentleman actually will be in tomorrow afternoon with me, Mr. Deal. Had a lot of people saying, well, this is terminal soca junkies.
We
crazy for the soca. Craving the soca. All right, Mr. Yeah. Dale, with 2007, and it's one of the few groovy or sweet soca songs that actually managed to take the road.
Correct. That's why it's in the top 10.
Alrighty. Yeah, all right, let's move on. What's next?
Iconic song again. Another iconic song. This epitomized the whole festival when they turned to this venue in, I think it was 1985, 84, they turned to this venue, and this song came out in 86, which is a kind of a praise to the venue or a tribute to the venue. Big song.
All the traffic blocks, so I'll be running. I'm coming. men down with me, so got to fight.
Right, so this one, let's talk about the scoring on this one here.
Yeah, 20 points in longevity. Lasted since 1986. Don't hear it as often as I should know, but it's still a prominent song. That's why it scored 20 points. 22 points in popularity. It's still a popular song. 21 in quality. And then it scored 13, okay, 15 in national impact. It was a big national song because it heralded this new venue to jump in the 80s, Spring Garden. And then it scored. It also did very well overseas and in Trinidad and all to the Caribbean. So it piled up a lot of points.
And of course, that iconic stretch where it all came to acclaim. So although it's now the Mighty Grinder Highway,
yes.
You know, this really set it up there on that pedestal for all to see. Alrighty, we're going on to number 8.
Number 8 is one of the recent songs, and I get this feeling that people didn't like to hear the recent songs, but the recent songs, I mean, these recent songs are still, like this song came out in 2015, and it's still popular, it's still being played in the fets, and it's to me a very popular song, a high quality song also, done by Red Boys Production, and it scored a 13, okay, 15 for me, a national impact. It was a big national song, and it did very well overseas too, so it scored some good points.
You're coming at the dance.
You're coming at the dance.
And you woke up ready.
And you woke up ready.
But you ain't bring no friends.
You ain't bring no friends.
Nor no family.
Nor no family.
You see the stranger on your left.
On your left.
You see the stranger on your right.
On your right.
Better start to jam up with them. Cause we're fucking in here tonight. I'll be chanting.
Hey, 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 hey.
Together I'll be drinking.
Hey, 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 hey.
Together I'll be whining.
Hey,
one night be pumping.
Hey, hey,
fret until the morning.
Hey,
tell me how you're feeling.
Hey,
you know why?
All away in the carnival. All away in the festival. All away in the bacchanal. All away. Whatever.
And it seems that, you know, the Red Boys Peter Ram combination, you know, because A Woman By My Side back in 2005 or 6, and all this, and then Good Morning the following year.
Yep.
They got a formula, man.
This is a song that could either raise the next couple of years, could go up the top of a top 10 or drop out completely. So it's a very funny song. It's could either raise in popularity or fall.
Alrighty. So that's number 6. Number 7.
And the same thing that you can say about Take Down Nelson. This song also holds very... it's positioned to extreme relevance going on in the island recently this year. It exploded in the the Eastern Caribbean as a big song. People recognized it, and it was revived, and it holds its position here at number 7.
Well, I thought I felt a tremor. Somebody bought an earthquake. Some kind of natural disaster.
I say, actually, let's see if we can get this in before, because we got Siebert, he's going to be calling us again shortly. But you know, someone said to me, a younger person living overseas, and they said, well, they thought that he wrote that song this year.
This year, yeah.
They actually thought, and it was a discussion, you know, people.
Song is actually 21 years old.
I remember being on my way home. And someone passed by and showed it, because I was real late, you know. I know the results for Euro Marshall come out late and such, but you know, so I said, yeah, man, he won. Alrighty, let's go on to the next one.
Iconic song, it placed in the Pick of the Crop. It's back here now in the Tuning Club winners, one of the most popular Tuning Club winners of all time, and it don't have to be explaining. This everybody knows this one. Everybody loves this one.
But hold on, because you know what? I'm gonna give them the your number six. But all right, no reason I say let me just wait a little bit. It's because this feel like deja vu. Hmm. When I see number six. But then remembering what you said in terms of these party songs that are in Pickety Crop are dangerous. And then and we see it being evidenced right now because you're number six.
Yeah.
Mr. T.
Scored heavily in all the categories. In longevity, it stood the test of time. It's still there. 22 points I scored it. Popularity, 22 points. I also 22 points in quality. National impact, 12 points over 15. It did well down south, so 7 or 10. So that was Steve Vans. He actually played the song in Panorama. So it stood the test of time, and it's popular all around.
You can't trick me again. But no more ice cream. Can't swell up my brain. Mr. T, I sing it loud and plain. And I sing it
T. So there you go. Mr. T at number six. And pretty much the same thing at number four. Five now, but this time it's a little lower down on your list.
Yeah.
Whereas it was number one with the Pickety Crop, you have it as number five with Jack.
Yeah, Jack came at number five because it was edged out by the other songs because of the fact that some of these songs were just a little bit more popular. So these were Martin's song just edged out slightly in popularity.
Mm-hmm.
Jack has stood up too, but it just buck up on some songs that are a little bit more popular now in effects and things, and still get more playing effects.
All right.
Effects got a lot to do with the top five songs that the still play it in effect.
Well, clearly, because when we talk about the
effects and regional impact.
Uh-huh.
Effects and regional impact.
All right, cool. All right, that being the case, it's 10 minutes after 5 o'clock, and we have 4 more songs. And we're seeing, songs from the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s, 2010s. It's stretching across. So, you're not showing that, you're favoring the 80s or you're favoring the new ones. You can see, based on your criteria, you're pulling it from all over.
All over.
All right. Well, hit me with number four.
Number four is one of Grinder's most popular songs. Not the most, but you think about Grinder, everybody remembers this song. This song always something to catch on to, and it came a little later after T. It came in 89, 8 years after T, but it still hold on. It's to me, it just slightly a bit more popular. When people think about Grinder, you always sing this song. This is a song that I always remember. Grinder, one of Grinder's most popular songs. The production was great. The music, the horns, and everything was great in this song. And this song is always...
I know everybody likes to sing the long part, right?
Yeah.
I know that's even a challenge for you, but I'm still going to ask you to sing that part.
Oh? I ras I han, ja ras the paro pre. I don't remember you singing.
Wait.
I don't remember you singing.
Let's try that again. Let's try that again.
Okay,
all right. Okay, Rastafari, Pyro, Gyro, Creator of Rhythm and Tempo, Master of the Sweet Calypso.
Yeah. Watch it, remember you singing.
There we go. That's number four out of the way. And
this is Gwen's more popular song. This is Gwen's biggest song to me. Most popular song in Barbados. He epitomizes the Road March champion, this song here, 1985. Next one, number three.
Well, if I could pull up this one here,
the production was great.
I don't know where the song gone.
Give me the heights. From midnight to night, music tight. They want to be champion for the celebration. So they start to play one high man jam. The music was really sweet, especially the bass man beat. Botum, botum, tobalotum, botum. Playing
Okay, simple titling issue. All right, here we go. So from 1985, number three also, and this is how
36 years.
Shoot, man. You got to stop putting these years on. You think, you know, just call the year.
Ice Production, 1985.
More Grainer, that was okay, so let me see how many from Grainer. That's
three
from Grainer on this list.
Yeah,
all right, you see, it's actually a top 11 because you had a little tire at 10. But that's all right, so let's go right into now. After Grainer, one of the lead singers here, because this is Crossfire with KML and Edwin. This is KML's, I think that was his first introduction as a lead singer in Crossfire in 2001. But after Grainer, Edwin got the most second most road marches, I think.
Yeah.
Some people may say, well, you know, I think we should have had a couple more from here, right?
Probably in the top 20. Probably dominating all the rest, the other 10 from 10 to 20 might be
tell me about
a lyric that dominating.
Tell me about Safase.
Groove. Impact, regional impact, national impact. It's a big one. It scored all the points in every category, but it beat the rest when it comes to the regional impact.
Mm-hmm.
And the still paying effects there. It scored heavier than all the other songs.
I could tell you there's a couple in Coventry right now, Tracy and Steve. And I could tell you, anytime they hear this, they're doing the dance. That was 2001.
Yeah.
That was 2001.
Number two.
20 years ago.
Now you got
I'm following you.
Now you got the controversial number one. One of the best songs ever here come out by Bitter Sinner.
Let me stop the music altogether. Because what I want you to do is to tell me about your points allocation. And then generally explain to me why this is number one.
All right. Longevity. This score is high as the rest. 20 points. Popularity, big popularity, 24 points. Quality, high quality, 23 points. National impact, 13 over 15. Regional impact, 8 over 10. So then it take all the points and end up scoring the most.
No.
88 points, more than all the rest. And they think that point can be because of national and regional impact and the sheer popularity of the song.
And it was and the first
quality song, top quality melody.
First remarks for these guys.
Yeah, top quality.
Lead
song.
Pipe and Sadis from 2014. A feeling. So So there you go. That's Sight's top 10. Well, top 11. Inez and Soca Junkie at number 10. Then we had Spring Garden on Fire, All of We, Volcano, Mr. T, Jack, Legoihan, More Grain of Sapasi, and A Feeling. You satisfied with that list?
Yeah, because my categories are special mention to number 11. Put your hands up and roll that bumpy.
2013, Soca Cartel.
And let me see you. Walk it up and up, my buddy. Walk up, Mother Sally. Sometime 13, Ragamuffin. Ragamuffin, 14. And Jump, 15.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All impactful songs.
Yeah, man.
All impactful songs. Man, Sai, I really want to thank you for coming through. I really appreciate it. We got to have another
discussion. Yeah, we got to come back again.
We got to do this again. We talk about more things, but we want to make sure you got your list.
Next time we want to come back, we list the top 20 party songs, Road March songs, all out, because we have some other songs that would have beat these songs. They got some songs that didn't win Road March, like Boots and Hit It and Can't Wait, that didn't win Road March.
That's it. There's so many big songs that did not win Road March, but made that impact. So, yeah, party songs, definitely.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I want to thank Kid Sight for coming in, for being our guest this afternoon. You know, you say, because we have a People's Mourner, you might release a song. I'm going to hold you to that.
Yeah,
there,
man.
So, I know that you probably have some songs want to say. You had them ready, so
we can create a song here for this, man.
Especially.
We got a song especially for next year. If Lord's Fair Life, if we got a festival, this People's Mark, create a special song for People's Mark.
So when we can look for this song?
Give me 2 weeks. Man. Give me 2 weeks to work on this song.
Nah. Time bony.
Time
bony, you know.
I can work on a week.
We want to get it out there, you know. We want to make sure it's in rotation. You can pull a grain up and we are dropping this.
I can work on a week.
All right, good. Yeah. Well, again,
great to be here, man.
You're looking at my inbox. But, you know, thank you very much. You know, enjoy. Normally, you will say enjoy the season, but we'll see what
we'll see. We can survive the season.
Yeah. That's another song.
Yeah.
Some Johnny Walker.
I'm feeling
some fun.